Hi. I was just going to pretend like everything's normal and that I haven't been disappearing every one or two uploads. And I was just gonna go back to uploading like nothing happened. 'Cause it felt like no one really cared about me and what I had to say and just wanted the audio porn. I mean, some of you probably are here just for the porn and have been disappointed by the lack of it, which I don't blame you. That's completely understandable. And I am so sorry that I haven't been able to deliver as promised. But I also have been checking my DMs, and I know I don't reply to them because some people tend to overstep boundaries. But apart from that, many of you have been so kind to me, and I'm just overwhelmed by so much love, so thank you. Thank you. I'm just really grateful to have you guys. And I feel like I owe you guys an explanation as to why I've been MIA. So, November of last year, I got into a car accident, which you may know about if you were in my Discord server, which is now deleted. I had two cracked ribs and a minor concussion, but I was also raped that night by two strangers. They ran away when they saw that I was conscious, but anyway, I only told a few people about that night. I think like two of my very close friends. I got checked for STDs as soon as I could, but the people who did the test didn't tell me that I was pregnant because of the rape. I don't know if you can tell if someone is pregnant or not by an STD test, but if you can, I was not informed about it. Also, in my country, an abortion is only legal in case of rape, incest, or if it puts the pregnant person's life in danger. But most of the abortion clinics I went to wanted me to bring a relative for proof or something, which is really fucking stupid. I don't know, my country just pulls this dumbass things all the time, and it's. Anyway, I was just not mentally prepared to tell any of my family members that what happened that night. So I got an abortion at a very shady place. It was very cheap, but the procedure was also very dangerous. The thing that messed with my head the most was that I was not supposed to get pregnant. My doctors in the past have told me many times that I am infertile, which never really bothered me because I never wanted kids. But the abortion still drained me, and the situation that I was in and the trauma and everything just made me very, very depressed. I dropped out of college since I wasn't going to any of my classes anyway, and whenever I did, I would just be in this deep pit of anxiety and stress. I was unmotivated and uninspired, and I just did not want to be alive anymore. I went back to my self-destructive habits and started to self-harm again, which made it so difficult for me to make and upload content. During that time, I had a huge fight with one of my friends, one of the friends that I confided in. And because of the fight, he told another mutual friend about everything. Everything that happened to me, including the rape, the abortion, the reason why we fought, every single detail with screenshots of our conversations. Then that mutual friend ended up spilling all of my trauma to three other friends and treated it like some gossip for tea time. All of those people, like all five of them, I guess, were in my Discord server. So I just deleted the server and kept my distance from everyone. Now I felt more lonely. I felt like I couldn't trust anyone, even my closest friends who I know would never betray me. I started distancing myself from them as well. I couldn't go to therapy, or I guess didn't go to therapy, because leaving my house and interacting with people gave me panic attacks. I couldn't trust anyone. And then, fast forward to this month, I guess, the beginning of this month, things were getting better. I stopped self-harming and all of my self-destructive habits. I was going to start uploading regularly here and on YouTube as well. I was going to start streaming on Twitch almost every night, and I was going to be more active on Twitter. But then 2 weeks ago, I was sexually assaulted again. And this time it was someone I trusted with my life. I'm not quite ready to talk about it. I don't think I ever will be. But I do know that I don't want to go back to the same state I was a couple months ago. I don't want to be miserable again. I think I just needed someone to talk to, but at this point, I just can't trust anyone. I feel betrayed and disgusted, and I'm just so, so depressed. But I will try to not let myself go back to the lowest point of my life. I want to go back to creating content for you and interacting with you, and I just want to be happy again. Sorry, I'm laughing because this is just like so ridiculous to me. I never thought I would be venting to a microphone and then maybe uploading for like so many people to hear. But yeah, I do realize that I probably should have deleted my Patreon account since it may seem like I was scamming you guys. Because I never really uploaded, but I really need the money. As pathetic as it sounds, I really do need the money. Since I help my family with the bills, we were always on the less fortunate side, and starting this Patreon has really helped my family financially. Yeah, and I help my family with the bills, and I'm looking for apartments so I can move out soon and focus more on creating. And in my eyes, as long as I did the bare minimum, I would be fine to still have this account up. I know how fucked up it sounds, and I truly, truly don't think that anymore. I want to put in more effort into my content and make you guys proud. Also, that dog is messing with this recording. But it's fine. So yeah, I guess that is it. I summarized everything I wanted to say and tried my best to not make this sound like a therapy session. I was gonna upload this on YouTube, but that would just be terrifyingly public. I don't think I want that big group of people to know about all that happened. Also, some of my friends are subscribed to my channel, and I just don't need that kind of pity right now from my friends. So here is good. My little depressing life update to you guys in a little corner of my side of the internet. Thank you so much for listening, if you still are, and making me feel cared for. I'm surprised I didn't cry during this thing, but yeah, you guys mean the world to me, and I love you guys.